No, they shouldn't. But you can't. We mustn't blame the teachers for this. I mean, the pressures on teachers, their jobs, the existence of the school, that's the sort of issue which is riding on the back of the national assessment. But, of course, the situation has changed a lot. Earlier this month, on the 3rd of May, hundreds of parents withdrew their children from school to send a message to government that they must think again about the burden of testing in primary education. We can do better. We can have a happier life.
I guess it's a constant balance, isn't it, between making school a really fun, happy, lovely place to be and learning at the same time with... How do you still have to get some kind of assessment on how children are doing to make sure that they are at the level that they should be. But it is a balance that I don't know how we'll ever completely tackle it and everyone will be happy with it.
No, it's quite you're quite right. It's difficult to achieve. At the moment, it's out of balance. Too much for the exam, too little for children. So we must, I think, draw more on the assessments made by teachers of the children. The teachers in primary school, thank goodness, it's a great strength, are with the children for most of each day. And in partnership with parents, they can assess how the children are getting on. There are better ways, kinder ways, more illuminating ways of assessing progress in children. You don't have to have a written examination, which is very limited in its scope, examines only the parts of English and mathematics which are measurable. There's so much in a person, in a 10-year-old person. There's so much that makes them that person that cannot be measured. You have to assess it through sharing life with them.
Is there anything that's in place, particularly since the events on the 3rd of May, is there anything in place that's going to try and change that, change the way we're doing it and getting, you know, those opinions and changes out there?
No, but I've got friends in the DfE and I can tell you there's a lot of discussions going on about it. Let's remember that was a highly significant day. I've been in education a long time. I have never known collective action by parents spontaneously. It wasn't led by teachers. It wasn't led by people like me. The parents themselves sent a sign to government. There's a lot of discussions going on about how we can improve things.
Okay, and just one last piece of advice for either parents or guardians or the children themselves, if they are readying for exams this week, they're a bit nervous, what would the piece of advice be from either of you?
So I would say for parents to try and keep the children's week as normal as possible, keep a sense of perspective in it, encourage them to try their hardest, make sure they're sleeping well, take the tech out of the bedroom, make sure they get to sleep on time, and make sure that they have a sensible balanced diet, including a healthy breakfast.